that in the coming year. It's fun to be part of a something that first kicks off, and I know will blossom big and strong. So, way to go. All right, I'll turn to my right. Do you all have anything, Mr. Taylor? Dr. Bonder?
Yeah, I had a discussion today with Richard Meehan. He's not here tonight because we're not voting on anything that has to do with public works. So I just wanted to make sure this was a public record. I have been a little disappointed on the length of time it's taken to get the Village Creek Drive speed tables in place and haven't even started seeing any work on them. It's been over 3 months. He's assured me that they're going to start painting the markers where the speed tables will go this week. They may have even started today. A lot of it depends on how the weather holds up. But we're supposed to see the work started this week or next week, depending on the weather. I also discussed with him some flooding problems that have occurred in the Village Mill area and also south of that area in the condominium complexes. And our public works department is evaluating the stormwater drainage in that area, and we're going to see if something can be done about that, because there's been a lot of flooding of homes on the entire south side of town from Village Mill southward. I just wanted to make that a public record. And also congratulations, Chamber of Commerce. Thank you.
Thank you, Adrian.
Denny?
Yeah, just you know, it's kind of public knowledge. We just got it out on the website. I just wanted to make everybody aware of the comprehensive land use plans of specific areas that are coming up. I thank the Chamber for already going out with a publication to all their folks on it. But the first one is this Thursday, and it's about the PCID, and it will be here. And please take a check on the website, and you'll see all five of them. There's two of them this year. One October 29th, the other one is November 3rd. That'll be the Dunwoody Village area. And January 5th is the Georgetown Shallowford. January 12th is Jet Ferry Tilly Mill. And January 21 is the Winter's Chapel. Please encourage all your neighbors, friends, associates, etc. to attend these so we can get the attendance up and get some great input on these final five meetings. Thank you.
Thank you, Danny.
Got a couple of things. Dunwoody Preservation Trust, farmhouse, our icon. You'll see a backhoe in the yard. They've started construction on the renovation of the interior of that building. It'll be going on for the next couple of months. And at the end of that, we're going to have a house that can accommodate and be more useful to the community in general. We have two bathrooms. The entire interior is going to be renovated and redone, so it's going to really be something special for the community beyond what it is right now. The next thing is that December 3rd, 4th, and 5th, the Dunwoody Preservation Trust is going to be having its Christmas festival. This is going to be at one of our historic homes located actually in Sandy Springs, but it's a beautiful home on Nesbitt Ferry, and we're going to have a Christmas festival there. It'll be an open house. Just be a treat to see the fundraiser for the Dunwoody Preservation Trust, and mark that on your calendar, 3rd, 4th, and 5th of December.
Thank you, Dan.
I just have two items. The first one is tomorrow morning we have a Georgia Accessibility Code 101 training seminar for the Americans for Disabilities. I think it's an important issue. I want to make sure that if we have any construction people, home builders, anybody who is in the business, to make sure that they're up on the current laws and regulations. I think we as a city need to push to make sure that everything is accessible. The only other thing I had was that I believe it's November 4th, there's the Revive 285 meeting, which talks about transportation going from Doraville up along the top end perimeter all the way over to 75. I take it for granted that somebody from the city, the Public Works Department, will be attending that. It's 3 days of meetings, probably the same presentation 3 times. I know I'll be attending it at least once.
Thank you, John. Yes,
I'm sorry. Yes, please. The Christmas toy
thing. Yeah. All right, so we'll move to invocation,
And Dana, would you do us the honors, please?
At this council meeting, help us to make decisions which keep us faithful to our mission and reflect our values. Give us the strength to hold to our purpose, wisdom to guide us, and a keen perception to lead us. And above all, keep us charitable as we deliberate. Amen.
Thank you. Adrian, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, meeting minutes. Everybody have received the October 12th meeting minutes. Any discussions or...
Will we approve the minutes as read?
Second.
All right, thank you. Any discussion on it now? Seeing that there's none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the October 12th meeting minutes are approved. Meeting agenda, any additions or deletions? All right, I'll move that we accept the agenda
as is.
Second.
All right, any discussion on this? Seeing that there's none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, public comment. If you have any public comment cards, please bring them forward. I've got two here. Mr. Lehman.
Brian. That's Lehman, Ken.
I'm sorry, Max. Lehman all.
Thank you for having me here. I come here with a happy heart today. Most of you know me and know I wasn't on the first seat of the bus for this whole operation in the whole city of Dudley now. And I came here 6 months ago, actually in June, as my concern was the public notice process, and I thought we could improve that. My notes indicated that we, upon incorporation, actually had less public notice than we did when we were unincorporated in DeKalb County. And I am very, very pleased to see that this council, staff, mayor, and other folks in the community council recognize that issue. If you can't measure it, you can't manage it. I'm not sure if we need 2-inch signs, 4-inch signs, or 6-inch signs. I probably looked at more of those signs than anybody in this room, except for Mr. Grant, perhaps. And I can tell you that in the rain, in the dark, I can see that sign from 15 feet away. As Bill commented to me before the meeting, if I can't, then I shouldn't be driving. He's right. So I want to thank you all for enacting, or considering rather, the second read of the zoning ordinance improvements. And I am asking that you pass that as is, making no changes to it whatsoever. We currently have set the bar, and I think that it's a pattern in which you all should look to follow in other matters, that you set the bar higher than what we had in DeKalb County now. By having a 500-foot notice, it's more than Roswell. It's more than Sandy Springs. And I think that's what we deserve in all of your deliberations, is setting the bar just a little bit higher. I'm going to quickly move to the second topic, and that is I had sent all of you an email today asking you to be aware of the good works of not only the perimeter CID, but as well the Gwinnett Village CID. And they have done fantastic things with Gwinnett Village CID, and as we move forward with a comprehensive plan and talking about how we're going to manage our traffic flow, we need to be part of the regional solution and keep in mind that liaison between Gwinnett Village CID and our PCID is critical. And then finally, John, in your effort to bring forth the AEDA standards, just so you all know, I am the chair for the Multiple Sclerosis Advocacy Group, the Government Relations Committee in Georgia, and we're going to be there tomorrow, and I'm going to encourage that our mailing list and yours merge, because these kinds of things are critical, not only to builders, but to people that work for those who can't quite work for themselves. So today was a happy day in Dudley. Thank you all.
Thank you, Mr. Lyman. Mr. Grant.
I'm now speaking with the chamber, and this is a preliminary comment on the new business licensing procedure. My initial reaction is that I don't have any real problem with simplification of it. In fact, I think that's appropriate. I will say that when it's calculated on my business, my license fee goes from $6,000 to $12,000. But I think I'm probably the worst of the group. I've asked Chris to do take the chamber members as a group and redo all of those and see what the impact is on them as a group. He suspects, and I suspect he's right, that notwithstanding me, it'll come out to be, you know, kind of neutral. So my point is, I think all this is good. The one thing I urge restraint on is don't raise the rates. We may be less than other people. I'm not convinced that's true, but we may be less than other people. But, you know, let's not start taxing every little thing we can. When I get more information from Chris in the future meetings, I'll be back. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Green. Right, that's the last comment card I've got. We have another public comment toward the end of the meeting. Mayor and council comment. Okay. That we've already had. RSA, Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, just three short items. I want to say Bravo's doing a great job by the code enforcement folks dealing with the North Chase apartments over there on the access road. They dealt with the education process for a long time. The management did not really want to comply with that. They went in there, cited them, got them in court. They fired the management team over there, and that place is turning around. Now, with that said, it took 15 or 20 years to get like that. It's not going to change overnight, but Michael Nair and Tom Lovetta did a heck of a job over there. If you've never been through there, it's just an experience. Lieutenant Flattery from the police department, Kimberly Greer and myself attended a grants workshop this morning down in Savannah, put on by Senators Chambliss and Isaacson. Great information. I think it's good to have some people trained, at least, you know, from an oversight standpoint of not being a grant writer. So I think we've not fully utilized the assets we have on that. And again, you know, this is kind of a repeat of a story, but Chief, great job with the PD the other night. They ran a, what would you call it, a sting or a roadblock, traffic checkpoint in coordination with Gwinnett and DeKalb SO. And 47 bad guys in jail Saturday night, right here out of Dunwoody. So I still think there's vacancy down at the end, so keep up the good work.
All right, wonderful. And let me, Danny, go ahead. You had something else. And then, Chief, I'm going to call on you to come up for something.
Today I attended the CAP CBB support meeting, and I must say that I'm underwhelmed by their efforts over there. They still have 12 people on their staff, knowing full well that they're going to lose Dunwoody's $700,000 in revenue, and they don't have really any plans at this time to make a lot of modifications to that. So when I look at what we've done now with our DC, with our CBB of Dunwoody and the people that we have on that staff, we've got a great group of guys that we can be proud of what I think is going to happen out of that.
All right, thank you for that, Danny. Chief, if you come up from, I know you're not expecting that stuff. Let's have the fun. I will ask you if you could just let us know. I saw a quick email today. I didn't read the full extent of it, but from one of the officers about a program the department's doing. I was wondering if you could just give us a quick
brief on that. Sure, absolutely. Be happy to. One of our officers who works a lot, he's also speaks Spanish, Fidel Espinoza. He works in the zone of the city that's toward Peachtree Industrial Boulevard and deals a lot with, particularly with the children in some of those apartment complexes over there. And found that there's really a great need there, a lot of people who are very underprivileged. And he came up with the idea of doing a program called Christmas for Kids. And basically his idea is to solicit help from the community. They've got some committees they're organizing and things like that to get toys and try to provide a little bit of Christmas for a lot of the children and families in that particular area. And we've partnered with, I think, North Peachtree Baptist Church, which is going to be where the event is actually held to do this. And we posted some information on our website about it, Dunwoody Police News on the website.
Great. All right. Sounds like a fantastic event. So we're excited about it. Thank you.
Thank you
for that. Okay, with that, we'll move on to the consent agenda.